I'm Jeff St. Clair. Welcome to Explore Radio. A wetland along western Lake Erie's shore is home to one of the world's best spots for bird watching. It's also a hot spot for bird research. In this week's Explore Radio, we look at the science and passion surrounding Ohio's major migration stopover. Even after decades of bird watching all over the world, author and naturalist Ken Kaufman still gets a kick out of spotting a tiny songbird close to home.
Oh, creeper. Wow, nice. Yeah, there's a brown creeper.
There, it's on the base of a tree. It'll go up the tree. It acts like a piece of bark that's come to life.
Part of the thrill is that the creeper, like many of the birds we're spotting today on the boardwalk that snakes through the McGee Marsh Wildlife Area, is just passing through. A few steps further, Kaufman spies another migrant.
It's a hermit thrush. They're just running a little bit to the right.
Our tally includes warblers, kinglets, rare ducks, wrens, swans, a woodcock, Virginia rail, and other often hard-to-find birds all just hanging out within feet of the boardwalk. That's what makes this such a great birding spot.
You can talk to birders in Australia and they've heard about it. You can talk to birders in Germany and they've heard about it. I mean, McGee Marsh is famous among birders all over the world.
It's a remnant of the Great Black Swamp that once blanketed the northwest corner of Ohio. Kaufman says insects rising out of the wetland fuel the birds' last push north.
Some of the birds that come through here are coming from Brazil and going to Alaska.
With a few days layover on the Lake Erie shore. In addition to thrilling bird watchers, many of them are also adding to one of the country's longest-running migration research projects.
My name is Ashley Gorbett. I'm the Banding Projects Manager here at Black Swamp Bird Observatory.
Gorbett shows me some of the tools of her trade.
We have special pliers.
The pliers are used to place tiny metal bands around the legs of songbirds caught in nets she places in a separate part of the marsh. She logs data from each bird, its species, gender, wing length, and fat and muscle ratios to gauge its readiness for travel.
We actually blow across the feathers of the breast of the bird to kind of part the feathers, and we can see the skin. Birds have transparent skin, so you can see through it, and you can actually see the fat as like an orangish yellow color, and the muscle looks red, looks like muscle.
It's the largest bird banding operation in North America.
We have 30 years worth of data of every bird that we've banded, over 200,000 individuals.
The program was started by Mark Shieldcastle, who spent his career studying bird migration.
I developed the wave theory in the 90s, really, from that work, where these birds are coming through in what we call waves of birds. A wave of birds is an association of species that are migrating at the same time.
Shieldcastle says birds are imbued with precise internal clocks that tell them when to take flight.
So every one of these birds are programmed by the length of day. And that's what changes their hormonal actions and everything. Even in Central America, near the equator, they can pick up on minute, changes in day length.
He says migration is a risky time for a tiny bird traveling thousands of miles.
For most all these small birds, 80% of the mortality is believed to occur in migration. So it's having good, consistent stopover habitat, like what Ohio has, for most of these species, that is highly important. If most death is occurring then, that's where you can make a difference.
And that includes educating the public about Ohio's place in birds' epic journeys, a topic close to the heart of big-time birder Ken Kaufman.
I'm not trying to make everybody into serious birders, but I just think it's such a miracle that this happens at all, that I would like people to have the chance to get out and just experience a little of it for themselves.
I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.